Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Okay, now you wanted this story I've got. I've said it's a good news story.
Yeah.
Which I know is tomorrow, but I needed to share it.
Yeah, when you've got great news, sometimes you just can't hold back.
I can't. And you wanted tears from this story.
Like a good, really good story will bring people to tears.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like when you first find out you're pregnant. You're like, oh, I just want to tell everyone.
This story is not like that, no.
Okay.
But it does involve a dad.
Okay.
Okay, so picture this. You're a dad.
Not hard to picture.
Yeah, that's right. Of a son. Yeah, also not hard,
not hard
for you to
picture. Yep.
Okay, so this father.
This is the story of my life.
He's been branded a super dad. It's after he created this birthday celebration for his train-obsessed son. So
okay.
His son is autistic, and all he wanted to do for his birthday when they asked him, oh, what do you want to do? He just said, you know, just want to go ride the tube. Just want to go on the ground. That's all I want to do. So despite even being given tons of options of what he can do for his birthday, he's like, nah, just go on a train. That's what I want to do.
Awesome.
So his dad was determined to make, because it was going to be his 10th birthday.
It's
double digits.
It's
a big one. He was determined to make it memorable. So what he did was he created a fun hide-and-seek game complete with clues on the London Underground.
Hide-and-seek?
So it was more like
catching a train.
But it was more like a treasure hunt, we would say.
Right, okay.
Something that we would call a treasure hunt. So there was like clues at every station. So they'd get off, find the clues, have to solve a puzzle that tells them where to go next and what train to get onto.
That's awesome.
So he spent days creating the game. It involved going from station to station in search of clues. Harrison said is said to be amazing with geography as well. So he was like super thrilled.
Oh, so, that's really cool.
How nice is that? Like, just to go the extra mile for your kid who's like, oh, nah, just want to go on a train. Not only will you go on a train, Harrison.
Treasure hunt
train ride. Boom.
Yeah, right. That's pretty good.
Nice,
hey? 6 out of 10. Like, it didn't bring me to tears.
But still pretty nice,
still
right?
A very nice story.
So you've got 9 and a half years to plan this for Malachi.
No, I'm banned from doing any treasure hunts anymore.
Why?
Well, because that's how I ask my wife to go out with me.
Oh.
It was a long treasure hunt. Went for a whole day. She was exhausted at the end of it. She almost said no.
Really?
Yeah. So, no, not allowed.
Okay. Maybe get another idea.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.